baby.
What are you doing? Put your seatbelt on.
It's getting ready to go.
We ain't going nowhere for a long time. Look at this. You see this traffic?
Yeah.
And then Sashaba is fucked up.
Oh my gosh.
One lane in, one lane out of DTE.
No
we
way.
We are fucked.
For how long?
I don't know. Construction. Now I have to come 2 hours early to all my summer concerts this year.
Oh my gosh.
Instead of on time late.
Do you think that construction will be over with soon?
No. Did you see the state of that road?
I did.
It was tore up.
It looked like there was no road.
Like Cardi B's pussy. It was tore right? up.
It was no road. It was dirt road.
All right, so what were you just bitching about?
I said my feet are numb, my butt's numb, sitting on the edge of that stupid chair. Can't see over the giants in front of me. I took a picture of the back of his head so people could see what I got to see. Nothing. That was it. Nothing.
Cheryl. Cheryl's first real concert in like 30 years. Minus New Kids on the Block in Chicago, and those don't count.
And yeah, those are cushy seats. And you could see.
She had a tall guy in front of her.
I think he was 8 feet tall. 8 feet tall and about 250 pounds.
Welcome to my world. That's what I've been dealing with for 20 years.
Hey, well.
Carrie and I were at U2, which was a very expensive concert. And we were behind the stage, like to the left.
On the backside?
On the backside of the stage. Not right behind it, but like, you know, where we were sitting on the far right.
Yeah.
If just like move that. Angled slightly behind the stage, like that was us.
Oh, geez.
And there was a tall ass and nosebleed seats. So you're high, but dude, I swear to God, 6'3" guy in front of me with like the biggest afro I've ever seen. I literally could not see around his head, no matter what I did.
Did you part it for him?
So I've been dealing with tall guy in front of me for 20 years. Poor Cheryl hasn't. And so she like says shit, which his girlfriend hears, and then she bitches at us. He feels real bad, he's so tall.
Right?
Shut up. We don't care. It's my mom's first concert at DTE since 1975.
Right? That was
sorry if she's like a little excited / upset tall guys in front of her.
And that was nothing like the Pine Knob I've been to.
Yeah, so tell everyone what DTE looked like. Last time you were here.
No, and so this is my first time to DTE.
Fields, right? As far as the eye can see.
It was real grass.
No paved parking lots.
A real dirt parking lot. And you got to take in lawn chairs and coolers and blankets. And you got your whole blankets to sit on. Not just a little tiny square for your butt.
Well, I mean, you can claim a large square.
Yeah.
Well, just be prepared for people to stand on
right?
it.
And trample on you. And then spill their beer on you.
And that's why we get the grown-up seats in the under the auditorium thingy.
And then we should put a statement in there, no tall guys allowed.
Well, that's why things are staggered and angled. And that's why there's great big jumbotrons, so you can stare at the jumbotron.
Right? I felt bad for the price of the tickets that's what I got to watch. The Jumbotron.
Oh, it happens.
Thanks, Jumbo Man in front of me.
Well, don't disparage the Jumbo Man. He has every right to be there as much as you do.
Yeah, I'm sure he paid just as much.
He did. Those were grown-ass seats.
Yeah. Well, they should know better. Shouldn't they have a section for tall people only?
Mom, right? You can't do that.
I know, I'm just saying. Wouldn't that be nicer for everybody?
No.
Could you imagine short people only from row 6 on up or something like that, right? Halfway down, short people only. Halfway back, tall people only.
Well, we just separate the blacks and the whites while we're at it.
Okay.
Because
you know the white men don't have any
That's
rhythm.
That's not funny!
I'd rather be dancing with people who've got rhythm and not like that couple in front of us. They need to get a room.
The couple that came super late?
No. The two rows down.
Oh, yeah.
And then that guy couldn't decide who to dance with. The girl on the left or the girl on the right?
Or both of them.
Hey. Yeah, I think the girl on the left won.
So this car in front of us was parked in front of us, and they've moved approximately 5 feet since we started talking 5 minutes ago.
Oh my gosh.
So we're going to be here a long time. Me love you long time.
How many cars do you think are out here? 50,000?
Oh, I don't know. No clue. But with traffic, with the road being jacked up, it's going to take extra long to get out of here.
Yeah, too bad we can't do a hoverboard of some sort and find our way out the back road.
Well, I mean, there are people going left and right. So there are back roads out of here, but they're still all dirt or one way. What we're missing is our multiple lane.
Yeah.
So to leave here, you get 4 lanes to leave. And you used to be able to turn onto a 4-lane road. And during concerts, you get 3 of those lanes to get to the highway out of the 4. Well, those 3 lanes are now down to 1. So it's going to take extra long to get out of here now.
Oh, good. Fresh air.
Well, that's
you. It's getting hot in here.
I know. I was had them up to reduce background noise.
Okay.
So how was Bob? Mom? Bob Seger. So,
hello, everyone.
This is going to be Shannon's summer tour concert series. I have like 9 concerts to go to between now and November.
Wow.
So, we're going to do recaps after every one. So, tell us again, Cheryl. How was Bob?
Bobby! My boyfriend.
Bob Seger.
He was great.
Dude, he looked like a jolly grandpa.
Yes.
He just gave you a great big smile with squinty eyes and a big old denture-filled smile.
Right?
That was beautiful.
Choppers.
He was just so excited to be up there singing and performing for everyone.
Yeah, I can't believe he's still going strong like that. I mean, he did a great show.
Yeah. I mean, it kind of helps that his material isn't metal. So it's already kind of relaxed.
Yeah.
So,
it's kind of like easy going.
It's like Dave Matthews. It's not Iron Maiden, you know. It's not like super high level, high energy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the car in front of us moved 5 more feet. It is almost out. I think it's out of its parking spot into the lane now.
I was surprised at how many award-winning people are in his band and singing and backup.
Yeah. Well, like when you have a piece band like that, mm-hmm. and you know they got to do something when they're not performing with him. So
right.
A lot of them do like live in
their
Nashville, do their own things. They're mm-hmm. what you would call us studio recorders. So they sing backup and do things on a bunch of different. With a bunch of different bands, bunch of different records, so. What is she doing?
I don't know, but there's a scary chick out here. Right in my window. She's trying to look for the size of that t-shirt she's holding.
Yeah.
And trying to shove it into her purse. She's seen me and got scared. She took a second look like, whoa.
Standing right next to us, man.
She's looking in the car.
Back off.
Right? That's where I lock the door so no drunks can get in. Is this my car?
Yeah, she looks a little drunk.
Just a little. There she goes again.
Keep walking, honey bunny.
There she goes. Find your car.
Not as much pot in the audience as I thought would be.
Is that what I smelled? It smelled like a skunk?
Yeah.
Several times?
Yeah, dude, your girlfriend sparked up right next to you.
She did?
Yeah. She pulled a joint out of her pocket, lit it, and puffed on it, and then put it away.
Oh, I guess I missed that.
She's drunk. I think her boob's out of her shirt.
Hold on. The aftermath.
I can't tell.
It could be the slits in her shirt like her pants.
Like, she was totally pulling her boob up. Damn it. I missed it.
We could have taken a picture.
There's a lot of drunk old people walking by us.
Now, that I cannot believe how many old people were here. I mean, older than me.
Bob is 74.
I know.
Yeah.
I was also surprised he didn't mention he went to high school in Ann Arbor.
Yeah.
Only born in Detroit. I mean, Where's the rest of his lineage from Michigan?
I mean, people like you know it, so he doesn't really have to say it.
Well, if they were recording it for TV, other people don't know his history.
Well, that's what Wikipedia's for. What was your favorite song?
Oh, quite a few. Night Train.
Yeah, he did them all.
Yeah.
Like, whatever quintessential Bob Seger song you love, I think he did him, which was good. It's his farewell tour, mm-hmm. So you do all the hits. I wonder if that Strut song was most played because it may have been really popular in strip clubs. He's like, this song was a surprise.
Right.
We released it in 1979. 80. And then in 1980, I got a great big package from Billboard 100 saying it was the most played song of the year. We didn't even release it.
Right.
I don't know how that happened. And it was his Strut song. And like halfway through it, and I was like, ah, I bet you they played it in strip joints.
Yeah, I didn't even recognize it at first.
He has done a lot of movies have used his work.
Yes.
A ton of movies have used his work.
Beverly Hills Cops used one there.
Risky Business, mm-hmm. Beverly Hills Cops, just to name two of the many, many movies Bob Seger's songs are played in.
Mm-hmm.
Our buddy is finally out in the row.
Almost.
He's a whole car length ahead of us. Anyway, so we're just sitting in our parking spot. Our parking spot.
Jeez, and that's only after one drink.
Like, wondering how the F we're going to get out of here. Because we ain't leaving anytime soon. Anyway, all right. Anything else for everyone, Mom? I had a good time.
Yeah, I had a great time. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
you're welcome.
For bringing me. Yeah, so do you think this will really be his farewell tour?
Oh.
Or will he come back in a couple of years and say, psych?
No, he's 74. I think he's like, I think that's why he did literally eight dates here in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's legit.
He's
old.
Hometown.
Yeah. He's not Cher who keeps mm-hmm. doing them. Or Gene Simmons. Just roll his bones out. Yeah, just strap him.
Yep.
Like Hannibal Lecter. Yep. Just stand him up, prop him up, put a microphone in front of him.
I think I recorded a couple of his songs. I didn't do it all, of course, because it was taking so long.
Yeah.
But Night Moves was my favorite.
Nice boobs. Working on some mm-hmm. nice
Like
boobs.
A rock. Almost everybody sang that entire song along with him.
Chevy. I'm going to thank Chevy for that.
Yeah.
He wrote it about running track when he was 18.
Yeah, still in high
school,
too.
He wrote a lot of his songs when he was super young.
Yeah, nobody took him serious back then either. Now look at him.
Yeah. Alrighty, do you have any last parting words for everyone, Mom?
No, I don't think so.
Alright. Alright, we're going to sign off. Thanks for listening, everyone. Bye!
Baby.